Well, I think the findings for healing songs are kind of interesting and informative because they show us that people can identify healing songs, but that none of the features that we categorize actually, or the none of the features that we asked about actually got what is special about healing songs. So in that way, I actually feel like the thing that is making a healing song is orthogonal to the distinction between a dance song and a lullaby. Maybe something about the performance, maybe something weird or something else that's going on. Although in reference to your question, yeah, I do think that, and the results do show this, like healing songs are, and love songs as well, are on average, they seem to be in the middle of dance songs and lullabies on all of these features. So yeah, that they exist in the space between them, but I think for healing songs in particular, there's some kind of other orthogonal dimension, some other important dimension that we just like haven't examined them on.